This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You and I have unfinished business.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Get away from her, you...
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
At the movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Muwa Pagan Ampake Pagan alongside Bahe Yusuf. Mayans MC is the long awaited spin off to the cult classic TV series Sons of Anarchy that ran from 2008 to 2014. It's been 4 years since the season finale of Sons of Anarchy, and now we have Mayans MC, also created by the great Kurt Sutter. This is a sequel of sorts. It picks up 3 years later after the death of Jax, played by Charlie Hunnam, and it tells the story of the Mayans Motorcycle Club, which is kind of on the California-Mexico border.
Yeah, I mean, if you watched Sons of Anarchy towards, I think... Well, no, the Mayans had always been a part of the Sons of Anarchy story.
Oh, it's, yeah, from the very first episode. From the very beginning, yeah. The Mayans raid a Sun's warehouse.
Yes, they start off as on opposite sides of the battle, essentially. And throughout the series, they start to get getting closer and closer until they actually sort of have a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not a team up, but an alliance essentially forms between the two of them.
Correct. In season 4 of Sons of Anarchy, Clay, played by Ron Perlman, who's the patriarch of the family, he kind of moves the Sons into the drug business to keep control of the club and his gun business as well. And one of the things that Jax does, one of the last things he does, is actually give that side of the business over to the Mayans.
Yes.
You can tell from this the continuation of that relationship. Like I was saying, in the very first episodes of Sons of Anarchy, you know, Mayans kind of raid one of their warehouses. And in this one, the San Bernardino chapter of Sons show up to save the Mayans, right?
Yeah.
From a group of Samoans when things get out of hand. During the original run of Sons of Anarchy, Alvarez and Jax kind of become allies thanks to Jimmy Smits's character to face common enemies.
Yes.
Now, if none of this is making sense to you because you haven't seen Sons of Anarchy, don't feel bad because that's what this series was, right?
Yeah.
It had dozens of characters.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. I think over the course of, what, six seasons? Was it six?
Seven seasons. 92 episodes.
Yeah. There were just all these top-notch character actors just walking in and out of that show, right? You never know who's going to show up. Jimmy Smits might show up one day. Robert Patrick will show up one day. For me, the other thing as well about Sons of Anarchy is that it introduced me at least to Theo Rossi, he who has gone on to be on Iron Fist.
That's right.
I just like him as a character. In this one, in Sons of Anarchy, he's very much a meek little up-and-coming Sons of Anarchy trying to make his way, but having trouble breaking through because of his parentage, his lineage, where he's from. The SOA tend to be a very sort of white,
working class.
Also very white. The problem was that because he wasn't white, essentially. This particular one, I think watching the Mayans MC's pilot episode, It tells me that this is for the newer audiences. If you know of Sons of Anarchy, but you didn't watch it, didn't get through it, this one you can sort of start here again. You don't need to rewatch everything else.
And that's one of my issues with this show. I've only seen the first episode, right? But it feels very much like a retread.
Yeah, it feels like if you watched and loved Sons of Anarchy, you'd probably get a little bored with this one because it's almost the same story.
But if you've watched and loved Sons of Anarchy and really wanted a season 8, this could be the show for you.
This could be the show for you, yeah.
Now, granted, it's been 4 years since the end of Sons of Anarchy, and that is an absolute lifetime in TV years.
Yeah.
More so now because of the sheer amount of content
this volume,
that is being put out, right? You have no time to catch up. And so I think it's too much of an ask for people to go back and watch all 92 episodes of Sons.
You can't.
And in that sense, I think maybe they felt the need to set everything up again.
Okay, but my issue with episode one is that it feels like all of the storylines in 92 episodes of Sons of Anarchy, they want to set up in episode one.
There are like 7 different threads running at the same time. And
in a 40-minute TV show.
The number of twists.
Too many.
Which keep I'm trying done. To reset like, relationships, yeah. right?
Like, I cannot. It was just a lot. It was a lot.
But what for me was maybe one of the biggest shortcomings, and maybe this is a product of trying to reset everything up again, right? Mm. Was that none of the characters really popped or made a mark for me. Meanwhile, in Sons, Charlie Hunnam, Ron Perlman, and especially Katie Sagal, who plays the matriarch of the family, she's absolutely fantastic.
It's not just that. It's the other side characters as well. OPK comes out very quickly, very early.
Correct.
A lot of these sort of... Kim Coates comes out very nice. There's Tick Traeger, Tommy Flanagan, you know. So all these characters, it's not even an ensemble piece. It's very much the Charlie Hunnam show, followed by Ron Perlman and so on and so forth. But to see these other characters who are... characters, you know, they're characters, right? There's crazy people, there's slightly off-kilter people, there's a really nice sort of big brother relationship between Opie and Charlie Hunnam's character. But in this one, they all feel a little one-dimensional. They all feel almost very similar.
Yeah. With Mayans MC, it is based around a new protagonist who is played by J.D. Pardo. It's Ezekiel Reyes, and he is, or was, a promising college student. He has a photographic memory, which is very, very essential to driving the plot forward. Mm. He once killed a cop in Sons of Anarchy, and he was paroled after it was discovered that his victim was actually a crooked cop, right? This story kind of centers around him and his brother Angel, played by Clayton Cardenas, their father Felipe, played by the great Edward James Olmos.
I was not expecting Edward
I
James
was not
Olmos.
Expecting him either. But also, yet again, you've got 3 great character actors, but none of them pop, particularly right off the bat. Yeah. Now, I'm willing to give the series a chance because I'm such a big fan of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And this series does have all of those signature things that made Sons of Anarchy great, which was just tremendous use of bad language, incredible violence, almost to the point of being uncomfortable, and just this sense that it is a different world that we have very little access to.
The thing I liked about Sons of Anarchy was the brotherhood aspect, which they built up very well over the first 3-4 seasons before they started taking it apart, right? Before they started breaking it down, before they started breaking down that relationship between father and son, between these brothers in this essentially gang. In this one, in Mayans MC, I'm not seeing it. And I'm if I just wanted violence and bad language, I could watch Narcos. If you know, so this isn't... There's nothing different about this show than any other violent show I've seen. So I want to see... I'm hoping to see that brotherhood aspect fleshed out a little bit. I'm hoping these side stories of all these sort of twists and turns don't become the focus point. Because the focus point of Sons of Anarchy was that brotherhood, was that family, and that extended family. So it wasn't just mother, daughter, father... It was the brotherhood that they built up around the gang, which I really liked.
There is a very clear male dominance in this series.
Mm.
The wonderful thing about Sons of Anarchy was, yes, it was a very male-driven series. It had a lot of testosterone. But the way Kurt Sutter wrote Gemma, Katie Sagal's character especially, was so nuanced and so perfect.
But it's not just that. She was the matriarch of not just the family. She was the matriarch of... The Sons of Anarchy.
The club, right?
The club, right? So everybody respected her as a mother, as the matriarch of the club.
And I find that in Mayans MC so far, at least in the first episode, I'm yet to grasp any female character which has been written particularly well.
Or strong. Yeah.
And I'm willing to give the series a chance.
Though,
because I trust Kurt Sutter. Now, because, you know, Sons of Anarchy was very interesting when it came out. It was quite revolutionary at the time. It was one of the first shows on the FX network. Well, it was a show that kind of made the FX network.
Yes,
it was probably the most popular thing they ever put out.
Yeah.
But it was also one of the first things that they did, which pushed the limits of, hey, these shows can run as long as you want them to. They don't have to be 44 minutes.
Mm.
One episode can be 65 minutes. The next episode can be 43. You know, you can do whatever you want on cable, right? This was one of those shows. It also pushed the limits of language. I mean, Sopranos was great and did that too.
Oh, no. This one, this...
is on another level with regards to bad language.
Yeah.
And you can tell in Mayans MC as well, Kurt Sutter's having a lot of fun with the language.
Because he now gets to swear in a different language.
Exactly. He gets to swear in multiple languages.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And so in that sense, Sons of Anarchy was quite revolutionary, and you're never going to capture that very same feeling again.
Mm.
But given that Mayans MC is taking a look at a different culture, at a different race, at a different motorcycle club.
Yeah, but also at a different point of the character's club, right?
Correct.
Club career, essentially, right? Jax was a very well-established member of his club. In this particular case, Easy is a prospect. He's not even a club member yet, so he has to do all the dirty work, the grunt work at the moment. So to see how that will play out would be interesting, and that's sort of something I'm interested in watching, because I want to see what that prospect journey will be like.
You can catch Mayans MC same day as the US on FXHD. That is Astro Channel 726. Catch up is also available on demand. FXHD is also going to be showing the brand new season of American Horror Story Apocalypse, also same day as the US. So we get all of these episodes instantly. No unnecessary downloading required. Woohoo! This is great. Let us know what you think when you've seen Mayans MC or even American Horror Story Apocalypse. I'm on at Uma Pagan.
I'm at Bahiwai.
You're listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.